Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is L Boogie, and this is Friday, August the 6th, and my show today is going to be about the 10 richest pastors in the world and their net worth, among other things. The show will start after this brief message. Peace. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. Today, August the 6th, 2021, and we're going to be covering some of the richest pastors in the world. You may or may not be surprised about the wealth of some of these pastors that I'm about to go over. I'm going to be giving you guys some information. Actually, it's the information that entails the top 10 richest pastors in the world, but we're only going to be going over 3 or 4 on my show today. So, here we go. All right. Coming in at number one, you have a bishop. He's actually from Nigeria. I was surprised to know that the richest pastor in the world was actually from Africa, or lives in Africa. His name is Bishop David Oyedepo, if I'm correct. His net worth is $150 million. Now, he's in Nigeria. He's, you know, people perceive Africa as being a poor country, but evidently, there's some money in Africa somewhere, because this guy is doing it. He's doing it and doing it well. So, Bishop David Oyedepo is the richest pastor in the world with a net worth of $150 million. He is the founder and presiding bishop of one of the largest congregations in Africa, Living Faith Church Worldwide, also known as Winners Chapel International. The megachurch has over 50,000 members and branches in over 300 countries all over the world, like 45 African nations, the United States, and the United Kingdom. He is also the richest out of all Nigerian pastors, and he has one of the biggest churches in Nigeria. Bishop Oyedepo is one of the most powerful pastors in Nigeria. His assets and investments include 4 private jets, many buildings in the UK and US, among other things. In fact, he is one of the top Nigerian pastors with private jets. As of 2018, Bishop Oyedepo was the richest pastor in the world. In 2019, he retained the title and is still the richest pastor as of 2020. Wow. Bishop Oyedepo was born on the 27th of September, 1954 in Azodbo. He is also a businessman, owns two universities, Covenant University and Landmark University. He is an author and a publisher, has several fancy cars and buildings around the world. Out of the top 10 richest pastors, he is the only pastor that has 4 private jets. Faith Tabernacle, also owned by the church, has a capacity of 50,000 seaters, which was recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest church auditorium in the world. Next on the list, number two, is Bishop T.D. Jakes' net worth, $147 million. Of course, he is from the U.S. of A. Bishop T.D. Jakes claims the world's second richest pastor in the list, with a net worth of $147 million. He is the founder of the Potter's House, a megachurch in America with a capacity of over 30,000 worshipers. He is an author, filmmaker, an actor, and singer. Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes was born on the 9th of June, 1957. He holds an annual mega festival where over 300,000 people attend. His church services programs are broadcasted on the Potter's Touch, which is shown on the World Network. Coming in number three, Pastor Chris Okekalamami. I am assuming he's African also. His net worth is $50 million. He is from Nigeria. There's no coincidence, okay? Pastor Chris Okekalamami, hard to pronounce, is the third in the top 10 richest pastors. And if you're wondering how much is Pastor Chris worth, the answer is $50 million. He is the founder and senior pastor of Believers Love World, known as the Christ Embassy Church. He's popularly known for performing miracles and running different branches like healing schools and Love World books in his ministry, which made him over 40, which made him have over 40 million members in his church. Pastor Chris was born on the 7th of December, 1963, into the family of Tim Okekalamami. All right. The charismatic televangelist pastor is a businessman and has an investment in hotels, TV stations, magazines, and real estate. He is the second richest pastor in Nigeria. He is said to have one or two private jets. One of Pastor Chris's private jets was rumored to have been given to him by his nephew. Fourth on the list, Pastor Joel Osteen, United States. His net worth is $40 million. The televangelist Pastor Joel Osteen claims the fourth position on the world's richest pastors with a net worth between $40 and $60 million. He is the head pastor at the church his father John Osteen founded. His megachurch, Lakewood Church, is known as the largest Protestant church in the United States of America. He is an author and also does televised sermons and evangelism on TV that is broadcast on over 7 million viewers weekly and over 20 million viewers monthly in over 100 countries. The pastor, this rich pastor, was born on the 5th of March, 1963, to the family of John Osteen. He has written over 10 books that made it to the number one New York bestsellers list. Joel Osteen is also the richest American pastor in the world. I'll say one of the richest American pastors in the world. Okay. Now, number five. we have another pastor from Nigeria. Pastor Enoch Adebo, net worth $39 million, from Nigeria. Well, Nigeria getting it in, ain't they? Well, it on Nigeria. Pastor Adebo is the fifth on the list with a net worth of $39 million. He is the first ordained as a pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church of God in 1977, before he became the general overseer in 1981. The church has over 18,000 branches in Nigeria and several branches in 196 countries around the world. Wow. Pastor Adebo was born on the 2nd of March, 1942. Also called Daddy Go, Pastor Adebo is a professor of mathematics, which he got from the University of Lagos. He is among the pastors that own a private jet, and also the church is the owner of Redeemer's University. Now, I'm going to scroll down a little bit and see. Oh, well, okay. I was looking for him. He's right here. Pastor Clefro Dollar. He's number 6 on the list. And he'll be the last American pastor that I chronicle here on this episode. Country, United States. United States and Nigeria holding it down when it comes to, you know, rich pastors. Pastor Clefro Dollar is the founder of non-denominational World Changes International, based in Georgia, United States. And on Old National Highway here in Atlanta, Georgia. He is also the head of Clefro Dollar Ministries Association and Arrow Records. He was born on the 28th of January, 1962. He guides a congregation of over 30,000 people, and he lives the lavish lifestyle, owning a private jet, 2 Rolls Royces, and extraordinary mansions. Now, they notice they said extraordinary mansions. So that means he has more than one mansion. Clefro Dollar's net worth is $27 million. And that is the end of this segment. What I want to do when I come back is I'm going to pick one pastor to go in a little more depth about their history, where they're from, and how they rose to be so rich. And I'll be doing that once I return from the short message. Peace. Hi guys, you're on with Listen to El Boogie again. I mentioned earlier that I would chronicle a minister and give you a little more information on how he said minister became so wealthy, and I'm picking T.D. Jakes. Thomas Dexter Jakes Sr. was born on the 9th of June, 1957 in South Charleston, West Virginia. He was raised in Vandalia, West Virginia. Jakes was raised a Baptist, and the Apostolic Church gave him a sense of purpose to preach. He attended West Virginia State University and studied psychology, though he later earned a master's and doctorate in the ministry. In 1981, Jakes became the pastor of Great Emmanuel Temple of Faith. A few years later, he joined the Christian denomination Higher Ground Always Abound Assemblies. Jake moved to South Charleston, West Virginia, where his congregation grew to up to 300 members in 1990. He began to move into the world publishing in 1995 and founded the firm TDJ Enterprises. The company published his books from 1995 to 1996. He served as the host of his own weekly radio and television show, Get Ready. His own show, TD Jakes, was launched in partnership with Tegna Incorporated and Detmar Mercury in 1996, he moved to Texas and founded the non-denominational church, The Potter's House. It comes with a 34-acre hilltop campus with a 5,000-seat auditorium. In addition to his work as a bishop, he has also worked as a film producer. His filmography includes Women, Thou Art Loosed, Not Easily Broken, Jumping the Broom, Moolah, Sparkle, Heaven is for Real, Winnie Mandela, Miracles from Heaven, and Faith on the Fire. Jakes has published numerous books. Some of the titles he has written including Woman Thou Art Loosed, Healing the Wounds of the Past, So You Call Yourself a Man, He Motions, Reposition Yourself, Living Life Without Limits, and Let It Go. Forgive so you can be forgiven. Okay? Throughout his career, he has received numerous honors, including 12 honorary degrees. He has also received Grammy and Dove Award nominations for his gospel album, Live from the Potter's House. As of 2021, Jake's net worth is $147 million. Okay. It says, how does Jake, TD Jakes, spend his money? TD Jakes is a wealthy man, and he spends his fortune on his expensive mansion, cars, and jewelry. TD Jakes' home, he owns a massive 14,045 square foot slice of heaven in Fort Worth, Texas. He purchased the mansion for $5.5 million in December 2004. The estate features 4 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and sits on 17.8 acres of land. Amenities include a wet bar, a 7-car garage, and a swimming pool. Jake has cars, or he has a car collection. Some of the most notable purchases include a Rolls Royce Phantom and a 1960 Trans Am. He also has jewelry. He owns plenty of expensive jewelry. He is known for his diamond ring that he often wears, that he's often been seen wearing daily. And that's it about him. After this message, I'm going to come back with a few closing thoughts. See you guys in a minute. Hi, folks. You're back on with Listen to L Boogie. I have a few closing thoughts. It's very interesting. I'm going to just give my spiel on what I think about super rich pastors. And I just want to say this about maybe just mostly American pastors with a lot of money, particularly the black ones. Now, I know exactly where World Changes Ministries is. It's off of Old National Highway in College Park, Georgia. Very not that far from Atlanta. So probably considered greater Atlanta. And the area is not very rich. It's not a rich area that the that the church is situated in. And, you know, I believe that there is a such thing as excess. Now, I believe, what I do believe is by today's standards, that people shouldn't be poor. But I don't totally agree with prosperity ministries, because I believe that most religions, and I would say Christianity in particular, the purpose is to, I would say, prepare yourself for the next level of consciousness. Living to prepare yourself for where you're going to go when you leave your earthly flesh. And I think that is done by, that you prepare yourself by how you treat people, how you live your life. And I believe to whom much is given, more is required. Now, two jets, Rolls Royce, and I believe that's excess. I believe that's a little too much. I wouldn't say that, except that they have reached the heights of their wealth through by taking offerings and tithes from their parishioners. Their parishioners make them rich. And I think oftentimes people who follow these mega ministers or mega churches, they feel like if they exalt their quote unquote pastor or whatever to reach those heights of wealth, then somehow they're wealthy as well. And I think that's wrong. Especially if black ministers and black churches, in particular, medium to large size black churches, that, you know, that once upon a time they were, you know, they spoke out against injustices, all kinds, especially during the civil rights movement. And now you have these super rich mega pastors that they don't come out too often and preach about the wrong that's going on in the world when it comes to how people are being treated, particularly black people. Police brutality, just all kinds of racial discrimination, you know, to include, yeah, police brutality, but they don't come out against those issues. Once upon a time, they did. I believe now that for a lot of reasons, especially the main reason, which is money, that they don't come out too often or at all. I never heard T.D. Jakes or Clefro Dollar say anything about what's going on in the black community. They ain't come out and say anything, but they will take your money. So it's the term used, pulpit pimp, is real, because you have someone telling you more so how to become wealthy, which is, to me, which is a part of an abundant life. We are all supposed to live abundant lives, but living an abundant life is more than just money. It's like having peace of mind, you know, not having to live a life with full of stress and strife, you know, being able to be around good people, you know, people, you know, that maybe think like you do, or also being able to reach out and help others. That's a part of living an abundant life, not just accumulating riches and material things. It's being able to help others, being able to give to others, you know, when you can. So I just believe that they serve no purpose. I think they're blood suckers and leeches, especially in the black community, because if you look at other peoples and their religions, I'm just going to use the Jewish people as an example. They build communities. you know, maybe the community does contribute to, but I can't even say that because I don't know of any, you know, besides the Catholic Church, or I don't, you know, I've never seen a Jewish mega pastor or something like that. They have strong communities, and they have strong communities because everyone contributes. They have, their communities consist of banks, their communities consist of grocery stores, hospitals, and stuff like that, that make up a community that leaves their people to be independent and not dependent on, you know, giving their money to a pastor whom they think gives them a direct line to God. So that's what makes them pulpit pimps to me, you know. So it's, you know, I think that they're going to be judged more harshly because they are taking their sheep to the slaughter. They are. Because everyone wants to live, I think, when you have some people, you know, everyone don't want the same. Everyone isn't looking to be the richest person on planet Earth. But people would like to live comfortable, and people would like to live in a safe environment and community. And people that are giving all kinds of wealth, to me, they are charged to give back. Not to give to the point where they are broke and destitute, but give back, you know, to your parishioners. Build something. Build schools, hospitals, and banks. You know, so some of the people that fund your ministry can prosper and give to others. Well, that's all I have to say about that. This is El Boogie. This is the end of my episode for August 6th, Friday, 2021. I'll see you guys soon in another episode. And again, be good to each other. Love each other. Peace.